Beloved radio friend, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus. It is a great joy to come to you with the Word of God, and particularly this week to speak concerning the Father's home in heaven above. What joy it should give every one of us to realize God the Father has revealed to His children, and for all who will receive His Word, the revelation of a wonderful home in heaven above. Do I need to say to my hearers, heaven is a far better place than this earth? The home of the Father in the glory above is a place where there's no more sorrow, no more trial, no more sickness, no more death, no more crying. The former things of this scene will pass away forever. Nothing of this earth, with all of its vicissitudes, will ever be known or felt in the home of the Father above. One often wonders how people can be absolutely unconcerned regarding going to heaven above. My beloved, please let me state, if you never reach heaven, there is one other place you will reach. That will be hell. Oh, beloved, well, as it has been stated, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. May you be concerned, if never you have before, about gaining heaven. You can only reach it through the Lord Jesus. We have touched upon in chapter 14 of John some truths about it. We read the scripture again, verse 1 through 6. Let not your heart be troubled, said the Lord Jesus. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Again we earnestly pray, the Spirit of God will bless the reading and hearing, as also the ministry of the precious word we have read. We have considered the reality of the Father's home. We have considered the locality of that blessed home. Today shall we consider the felicity of that home. What kind of a home is it? The blessedness of it. Please note with me the opening words of John 14. The very first words that are found, six of them in number. Jesus stating, let not your heart be troubled. That the disciples were troubled is very evident from the preceding chapter near the end of it. They were asking each other the question when the Savior had told them that he was leaving them. Where is he going? What does he mean? Where will he be? And their hearts were very sad. The very thought of his departure filled them with sadness. But here is the Lord Jesus immediately saying, let not your heart be troubled. And then he reveals to them the place to which he was going, my Father's home. Then he reveals to them, someday he would come back and take them to that home. But ere he reveals it, he declares, let not your heart be troubled. Now these words would suggest to us, the Savior knew what they did not know. He knew the blessedness of that home. He knew its felicity. And beloved, will you consider with me today the felicity and the blessedness of that home above? What is it like? The felicity of that home. When the saints of God, the children of God, will be in heaven above, what will it be like for them? Oh, beloved, may I say, first of all, it will be a home of rest. A home of rest. Wrote the apostle to the Hebrews in chapter 4 and verse 9, there remaineth a rest to the people of God. Oh, beloved, there is an eternal rest. Rest from all labor. Have you never sung that old hymn, "When all my labors and trials are o'er, and I'm safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore, will through the ages be glory for me"? Have you never read in Revelation chapter 4 that before the throne of God, John says there was a glassy sea, a sea of glass? Upon that sea of glass there was not a ripple. For in that home of the Father above, there shall never come one ripple of trouble, trial, difficulty, perplexity, danger. It is a home of rest. Have you ever felt weary? Have you never longed that you could have a rest that could be unbroken? Well, beloved, the Lord Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest." And that rest he gives will not only be rest of conscience for your sins to be forgiven, but ultimately, he will bring you to that eternal home of rest. What a home! Not only is it a home of rest, it will be a home of love. Love that is supernal. Love that will be unbroken. Love that is far greater in its perfection than anything on the earth could ever be. Beloved, today we have earthly homes, but not many of them are homes of love. The love of the husband and the love of the wife seems to be banished and crashed to pieces under the power of the wicked one and sin in this world today. How many broken homes there are? How many separated husbands and wives? How many separated parents and children? My beloved, the very homes of life in the natural realm are crashing around us. But oh, in that home of the Father above, it is a home of eternal love. Hate will never rise. Disagreement will never come in. Perplexities and dissension will never take place. For in that blessed home of love, the love of the Father, the love of the Son, the love of the Holy Spirit, the love of saints for one another, and the love of all the angelic hosts in that eternal home of the Father above, that home of love will be supernal, and love will never fail. No wonder the apostle wrote those words at the end of 1 Corinthians 13 when he said, "Now abideth faith, hope, and charity," or love, these three, "but the greatest of these is love." Faith will someday end. Faith will give place to sight. Hope will give place to reality. But throughout the never-ending ages, the home of the Father will be a home of love. I don't know how you feel, but I have a real hankering. I want to be there. 'Twill be a home of love. Then may I go even further. It's going to be a home of joy. A home of joy? Did not the Lord write through the psalmist long ago in chapter 16 and verse 11 of the book of Psalms, when he declared that wonderful truth concerning eternity and the joy and knowledge of what it will be to be in the presence of the Lord? So know what the psalmist declares in that wonderful expression at the end of chapter 16, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore." Oh, my beloved, there's no unhappiness in that home. There never will be. My beloved friend, do you know anything about unhappiness? Well, I'm sure if you've had human experience, you surely do. Perhaps you've had a great measure of it. Perhaps you've only had a little. But would you not like to be forever living in a home where there is eternal joy, fullness of joy, in the home of the Father above? But may I continue to state the felicity of that home? It will not only be a home of rest, a home of love, a home of joy, It's going to be a home of fellowship. Fellowship. The word means sharing together. All the blessings of that eternal place. Fellowship? What kind of fellowship? Please may I state it with to you? There will be unbroken fellowship with God the Father. My child of God, fellow believer in the Lord Jesus, as I speak to you today, and as you listen to me, is it not so often true that you and I unfortunately know broken fellowship with God? Many times in our daily path, we disobey God. We displease Him. And how it breaks the fellowship, the communion, the sharing together of one another. But oh, may I say in that home above, the fellowship with the Father will never be broken. What a fellowship. Not only fellowship with the Father, but fellowship with Christ. Our beloved Savior, living and walking and talking with Him forever. Never again shall we displease Him. We shall be like Him. We shall be with Him. We shall see Him. We shall fellowship with Him forever in an unbroken joy and blessedness beyond our understanding today. It is a home of fellowship with the Father, with the Son, and yes, fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that blessed person of the Godhead who dwells within us as believers today. And then in that eternal home, we shall fellowship forever with unbroken joy. And fellowship with saints, fellowship with angels. Oh, my beloved, what a fellowship. The myriads of holy angels. Gabriel, Michael the archangel, for you and for me to get acquainted with. Fellowship with all the angels of God. Fellowship with all the saints of God. What a fellowship. The saints of God from the beginning of time to the end of time. The whole family of God. For the children will be in the Father's home forever. And what a fellowship it will be. Yes, beloved, that's why the Savior says today, no matter what takes place, don't let your heart be troubled. You're going to a home of felicity. Bless the truth of thy word, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.